Welcome into DC On Screen, your guide to the DC Universe on film and television. Today we're going to get super spoilery on The Flash 309, The Present. To recap, Iris finds out that back in the day, Julian was a would-be Indiana Jones on the hunt for the Philosopher's Stone. Julian admits to looking for it and writing articles about it, but claims to have never found the stone. However, he does reveal to the team that Savitar was the first speedster, prompting Barry to pop over to Earth 3 in search of Jay Garrick. Jay comes back with him just in time to help them stop Savitar and Dr. Alchemy from turning all the Flashpoint retreads back into metas. They capture Alchemy and discover that he's actually Julian, which is a surprise to Julian, who has no idea that he's evil when he blacks out. To gain his trust, Barry reveals his Flashness. Then, the team gets to work strapping Julian to a chair so they can talk to Alchemy, who says some seriously spooky shit about destiny and revenge. They decide it would be best to destroy the stone, which is somehow a containment vessel for Savitar, but find it's impossible. Plan B is to just hurl the thing deep into the Speed Force, which Barry and Jay manage, but Barry gets tossed about 5 months into the future, just long enough to see the season finale. Savitar impale Iris. Jay assures him that this is just a possible future, and there's no need to get too worked up about it. Meanwhile, the holidays are hard on Cisco, who has been dealing with visions of Dante, spoiler alert, Savitar. But Caitlin, a veteran of losing loved ones, talks him through some dark times. Also, Wally tells Joe that HR has been training him. Joe is super pissed until HR warns Joe that Wally will only get farther away from him as long as he denies the kid his true potential. Finally, the whole game, even Cecile and Julian, show up to just enjoy some eggnog and some good old holiday cheer. With Cecile out of the room, they finally give Kid Flash his banging new costume, and Joe accepts that his destiny is that of a heroing speedster. Barry moves pretty fast in a different way, as he has signed a lease on his and Iris's new apartment. So this was a pretty amazing episode of The Flash.
It was. That also may be like the longest recap we've ever done, but I don't know if you could cut any of it. A lot of things happened.
A lot of things did happen.
It's a meaty episode.
First and foremost, I guess on the docket, not really of most importance, but we realized that we found out that Julian Alpert's name is really Albert Desmond, which is the name of the comic book Dr. Alchemy, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like that they just kind of threw that in there. Also, Earth 3 has zeppelins.
No, it doesn't. I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
How'd you like, with Earth 3, how'd you like Trickster's new makeup?
It was fine. It just, I wanted him to be called the Jokester.
Yeah,
that was
I know.
I didn't see a reason why not, but, you know.
But I really enjoyed his little cameo there.
Quibbling, if I complain about that. Yeah. I did too, except his teeth. You could tell he was having a hard time talking.
He's that man is a professional. Nothing holds him back. And nothing stops him from like enjoying himself while he's doing something.
Mm-hmm. I sort of felt like I wanted a little bit more of Trickster in this episode, but they had a lot to get to.
They'll throw in a Trickster episode somewhere. Give you another like full fledged Trickster episode. Just somewhere. I'm willing to bet. Like season 4 maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure season 4. But as it stands, he's off doing a lot of Star Wars stuff, so yeah. I seriously doubt we'll see a whole lot of him.
Have you
given up on the full-fledged, more than just a cameo, team up with Barry Allen, with John Wesley Shipp?
Yeah.
It's confirmed as part of the multiverse, but
yeah, I don't think you're going to get, 90s Flash out of it.
I think they can still do it.
It's definitely possible. I just don't see, it seems like they've given us so much screen time with Jay Garrick that they're trying to sell us on, no, you don't even want that. He's Jay, it's fine.
But I absolutely want that. Even though he's
Jay. You can't
fool
me, show. I'll take them both, damn it. There's no amount of Flashes I won't take.
No, you showed that to me while Barry was running to another Earth.
Yeah.
Screw you, show. I know it's real.
Are you more disappointed by that or the lack of Legionnaires? Tough call?
Oh, I'm more disappointed by the lack of Flash, 90s, okay. 90s Flash. I'm good with the lack of Legionnaires. I've never been the biggest fan of the Legionnaires. That's blasphemy.
They're fun, but it would just be a lot of fun to see them on this show, I think.
It would. I think we're going to get them on Supergirl or maybe next year for the crossover, which would be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the Legionnaires are apparently going to be a big part of, or Batman is going to be a big part of the Legionnaires storyline in Legion of Superheroes storyline in Rebirth.
Oh, cool.
A recent episode of episode issue of Batman actually shows Saturn Girl inside of Arkham Asylum.
Awesome.
So I don't know what that's about, but I'm pretty excited about it.
Let him let him train him.
So
we knew about Julian. Like, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
We knew that. It was kind of as it happened, I went, "Yep. Great. We've mm-hmm. established this for sure now." All right. But the thing, all right, the big connection this episode was like Julian, Box, Philosopher's Stone, Savitar. All connected, right?
Right.
Magic
mm-hmm.
kind of deal.
Stone needs to be set free, man.
Stone needs to be. I don't know what's going on with it. And Cisco obviously doesn't, because he says it's like a box of nothing. It's just nothing.
That was creepy, man. It gave me the chills.
Yeah. But here's where I started kind of laughing at the episode. Not that this was too far by any means, mm-hmm. especially for the Flash, which, as we've stated before, can get away with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that their solution is like, do you want to dump it in the Speed Force? Yeah, let's just throw it in the Speed Force. Woo!
Yeah, that was silly. That was silly.
It's like the equivalent of not knowing what to do, so you just chuck something in the trash can. Yeah, it'll go away. it seems like a hilariously, foolishly non-scientific response from a Star Labs team is to throw something, some magical box, into something as delicate as the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like Jay was, I don't know, when they get back, didn't it read a little bit like Jay was holding back on what he knew?
Oh, it absolutely does seem like he's holding back on what he knows. Absolutely. I think that was kind of the point.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure why, but it just...
The whole time it seems like he's got... The whole time it seems like he's got some kind of history with Savitar, and he certainly does in the comics, but...
Yeah.
Just
the whole time it seemed like he was holding out. Something he knew, something was going on, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of silly things, how the hell is Garrick still alive after Savitar threw him around so much?
I don't know.
He threw him around so hard his organs should be pudding.
I know. He should be 90% soup. I don't know, man. It was a beating. Like, for the ages.
No. Again, not to say that we didn't enjoy the episode, but that was foolish. That was stupid. That was...
No, I like that he could take a hit like that, but...
I mean, that's fun, but, I mean...
That was a hell of a beating.
Damn, man. Dude. I don't see how that's possible.
Oh, I had the same problem with the team in this episode. They finally did resolve it, though. It's the last couple episodes mm-hmm. have been really painful as far as the, like, dude, let Wally run.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually
I did want to point out
a couple of lines. Like, literally, I have a couple of lines I've written down twice. Let Wally run, damn it. And then, like, later in the show, mm-hmm. apparently, Wally run, damn it.
Yep. talking about Garrick knowing more than he should.
Mm-hmm.
It really seemed like he knew something when he said, "Get your head out of the books and back in your life with your loved ones while you still have them."
Right.
Like, it
seemed like he was trying to convince him to spend the time he had wisely. And he gives him this brush-off response of like, well, you know, the future's always changing, and you that's not necessarily what's going to happen to Iris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just sure as hell looks like it, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it does. It
seems didn't like you laugh out loud, though, when they said, like, 5 months? And you're like, uh-huh, May. Gotcha.
Yep, I did.
I just chuckled at the show. Like, yeah, I know what you're doing, buddy. Yeah, he has a whole thing about, like, you need to focus on the here and now. You need to live your life. And yeah, it does seem very cryptic.
While you still have them. Yeah. Is that little bit right there that's just like, what?
Well, that's a
Why
theme
would
there.
You say that?
It's kind of a theme they're progressing in Arrow and Flash right now. It's like our titular character is just kind of losing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a bit I loved. The eggnog bit was fantastic. Just made the best grandma win, I thought, was just a fun little starter.
Mm-hmm.
But when they actually drink them, like drink the other ones, and oh man, our grandmothers are alcoholics.
Yep.
Great little funny line. But what it got me really was super drunk HR, which was adorable.
It was.
Just him shushing everybody. It was just, man, that was a lot of fun.
It might not be adorable when he turns out to be Abracadabra, but...
right? But for now, in that one scene, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, and, yeah, I mean, the last scene was just generally pretty heartwarming. It was a very flashy kind of, like,
mm-hmm.
almost too rewarding kind of thing. Like, Caitlin with the snow, a little white Christmas for them. You know, Julian showing up,
yeah,
to admit he's human.
Right.
Barry gets his job back. Yeah. Kid Flash gets his special little costume, and like Joe accepts the whole thing. Like, it was all very rewarding, but it kind of did it not feel to you like when, especially when he shows her the apartment, which by the way, he cannot afford that. That was a fucking awesome looking apartment.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's the Friends problem.
Well, yeah, but same time.
No way. But even when he showed her that, they kissed and everything, like the episode ended, I was like, hold on, what just happened? Wait, I'm waiting for, that was too cute. What's supposed to happen? What went wrong? What, did they not air the whole thing? Someone's supposed to die, surely.
I think, well, someone did. I think the whole point is like, here's a happy ending that you know is not going to stay
never
happy
gonna be.
Because of the thing that we just showed you. There's just an air of like, ominous tension.
Look at this like, pretty just... tomb in which Air Iris will spend her five remaining months.
Yep.
Kissing face.
By the way, it wasn't my theory that HR was abracadabra. It was a Twitter user, one of our listeners talked to us, Samaconda. So I want to give credits to.
Yeah.
I like the theory.
It's a fun theory. Yeah.
It's a fun theory.
Oh, great Joe line, by the way, with HR. Do you even have your own opinions?
Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic. But the retort later. I help Wally because the kid is special. The longer you deny someone their potential, the more they're going to look for it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got Joe'd.
Absolutely. You got Joe'd, dude.
It's going to happen sometime, man.
I think it's interesting that Savitar needs a medium to bring himself about. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I just
we
think
have,
that's really weird.
We have no mechanics for that box. Or why he has to have the acolytes. We've got no mechanics for Savitar so far, which is fine. They just made him super scary, and you know they've used him to develop a few other plots. While they're keeping the balls in the air like they're supposed to, but I assume we'll get some nuts and bolts coming up, like you know after the break.
Yep. So I thought Jared Mortillo Thunder. We're gonna have he's gonna be a little benchmark for Barry for when Iris is about to croak.
Mm.
I laughed at Infantino Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Great great reference to Carmine there.
Mm-hmm. Such a gangsta name, man.
It is.
Oh, something my wife pointed out. And I was thinking it, and then she kind of said it, and I thought, okay, I'm not alone. I love the bit. Like, I love the conversation Cisco and Caitlin have. Actually, I loved all their conversations. You know, their sharing of loss and all that. They were great. But Cisco falling for the magic box trick with Dante that's like out of character for him.
It is.
And I was kind of squinting at it, and then Christian said it out loud. Okay, good, good. I was, okay. Just wondering if I was being too hard on the show, but no. But it did redeem itself a little bit. I mean, she literally talks him through it. Like, he's still a rational thinking Cisco like we expected. So he overpowered the box, but
Well, that might tie into one of my theories.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to go ahead and get to the big lines, the big...
The
major meat of speculation in this episode?
I'm holding off on certain things, but...
Don't hold back, Dave. Come at me, bro.
Before we get into that, I just want to say HR, while he was drunk, said, caroling in the rain. That sucks. And I laughed so hard, almost peed.
Oh, another great line. One thing I've learned since coming to this earth, you do not mess with the West household.
Mm-hmm. This is what I wrote down. Every time the Wests have a dinner, I get nervous. Something bad happens every time they get together to eat.
It's true. They can't so much as have a big belly burger.
Yeah, okay. I think, let me make sure I didn't write anything. Oh, I did. With as much fear as Caitlin has about using her powers becoming evil.
Uh-huh.
Like, it seemed a little silly just to make snow. It seemed a little bit like, I'll just make snow. It'll be fine.
Like, the only thing I like about it at all, it's a little cheesy, but it's kind of, again, the Flash can get away with so many things. That's pretty corny. Mm-hmm. That's still okay here. But I did kind of like the idea that she's opening the door to like, no, I can control her. I can control KF and still use my powers.
Mm-hmm.
And they promised this. I mean, Cisco said he's going to work on it. And when Cisco says he's going to work on something, you eventually get, you know, a better designed helmet for Spartan, for instance. He's got follow through.
Right. And I can't wait to see what he's doing. He's going to do with Ray's Adams.
Oh, God, yeah.
But
we'll get to that.
Yeah. One of my theories is that that fight in the future between Killer Frost and Vibe is a good Killer Frost versus a bad Vibe.
Very possible. See, the big meat was two lines. It's Julian speaking as alchemy, right? So you have, I know your destinies. One shall betray you. One shall fall. One will suffer fate far worse than death.
Well, I mean, it's straight up Savitar talking to them.
Oh, Savitar, I mean, sorry. And then I'm the future Flash, and no one knows where to put the comma. Everything you took from me, I want it back.
I feel like they very, very purposefully made that an ambiguous inflection.
Yeah. And if you were watching it with closed captioning and it had a comma or it didn't have a comma, those things are flawed. We still can't base everything off it. And, you know, they did the camera work. So you almost have to assume the camera work was intentionally wrong. So the one that shall betray you can't be Wally, I guess. The one shall fall can't be Cisco. And the one that shall suffer fate, you know, can't be Caitlin, we assume.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just get to have fun with who's who.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought Wally initially, being that he would betray them so that he could become a speedster, but they seem to be pretty on board letting him do that now. So.
Right. And he's got his powers, he's got his family behind him, he's got his costume, he just doesn't like his nickname. Oh well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that'll solve itself around 2024. Bye, Barry. That's the beauty of this show.
How do you
show.
Like red, Wally?
If That's the beauty of this show, though. If they could go to 2024... have Barry sacrifice himself to the Speed Force to save the world from the crisis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically almost do a complete reset of the show just with Wally.
Yeah, you really could. You really could. Hell, I'd even... You know, you could actually use Grant Gustin to fix Legends of Tomorrow. Just wrap him up this season so that he's part of the Legends gang and completely goes over there and you run Central City with Wally for a whole season. Or at least a half a season maybe, and then switch him back in the crossover.
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I
could dig it.
So yeah,
I have a budding theory about one of them.
Okay.
That, the destinies that he describes are all Barry.
I like that theory. That's an interesting theory.
Now these are why theories are fun. And this is why I love The Flash. Cause if you recall this time last year, we were doing the same fucking thing. We were sitting there like just throwing out theories, having a good time, postulating our asses off.
Uh-huh.
This is what a good show can do to you. It's possible, though, I suppose, that the one, and the one are the same one. It's all Barry. He shall betray them, meaning that he does finally, like, go back and change the timeline, even though he knows he's not supposed to, which gives us that other guy in the mother moment, I'll call it. One shall fall, meaning that he falls from grace. Like, he does it even though everyone told him not to. He, A, probably gets some people killed. B, loses all respect from anyone he loves. And then, C, the suffer the fate war far worse than death for him would be to lose everyone's faith. Mm-hmm. Like, to be just an absolute pariah. It's possible, see? But it's possible.
And, you know, and I was thinking about that, and I was also thinking, I can't think of more than three unaccounted for time remnant Barrys. What if he was referring to time remnants of Barry?
Yeah. Oh, it can get truly weird. You can have, like, time remnants kind of almost melding within the, like, I forget what they called that little area between times. But almost finding each other in the way wraiths find people. You can almost imagine them finding each other and kind of forming some super being that might be Savitar.
Yeah. In fact, I think that was another one of my theories.
It was.
Sorry, guys. We had a little pre-show last night. It was, not recorded.
You know, we just started geeking out about it. And was it yours or mine that maybe, or I think it may be the internet's, where maybe Eddie-thon was actually Savitar?
Yeah, I think
that would fit in with the line about that, everything you took, everything was taken from him. Like when you look back, like Eddie's this void that Barry filled completely. He could be a little pissed about that. Oh, by the way, my theory about it, all three Barrys being involved, like or not all three Barrys, Barry being the same person in all three destinies, would theoretically tie into the 2056. I think it's 2056 message in Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That he can't be trusted.
Yeah. Or if, I don't know, HR was,
the fake Wells.
Abracadabra. Yeah. The fake Wells, man. That stuck with me. That stuck with me big time.
And yeah, we were chatting about that last night too. And I couldn't decide how I wanted to interpret it either. Cause it's one of those kind of lines, right? The show gave us a lot of those this week. The fake Wells, maybe it's just Savitar showing that, no, seriously, I know your backstory's better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's, you know, him saying like, hey, you might want to check on that little transmogrification pin he's got.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it may be on.
Same kind of flash happens, a little flash of light happens when when he when he changes faces, that does when Savitar shows up.
Yeah.
Or starts to grab somebody and run with him. You know, but that's just a special effect. Who knows? But
that could be saving money.
I'm just...
Really.
Yeah.
In episodes with Savitar, they're probably spending a pretty good amount of money.
Sure. But, you know, he could be his partner and not really Harrison Wells. Like, he sees the message and wants to go over to this other world here. He could be abracadabra. He could, you know, there's a ton of different... I don't just don't believe he's a Wells anymore. I don't.
Yeah. I'm still willing to hang in there with that being a Wells, but only on spec. I can't invalidate your theory at all.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely can't disprove it. I mean, what if it's something simple though? Like one shall fall, Iris.
Mm-hmm.
One shall betray you. By the way, this is a theory I'm working on here. Julian has figured out that he's got like a meta ability,
mm-hmm.
but he's already displayed within the course of the show that he is really greedy about that ability. Like the reason he was so damn, you know, hateful against metas was it was really just jealousy. And apparently he spent his entire fortune trying to search down something that would turn him into a meta. Like this is something he's obsessed with secretly. And I guess, you know, now openly, it could easily be him that betrays him. And now he would be betraying him because he was kind of assimilated into the team this episode and then shows up at the end to be part of the Christmas party. Like, he's part of the team now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Team Flash, they're going to be like, cool, smart guy, hop on in. Yeah, I don't care that you black out and turn into an evil dude. Yeah, you'll fit in fine here. But he could easily betray them, go back to Savitar. The fall would, I guess, then be Iris, and then a fate far worse than death is... I mean, it could just be that Barry doesn't have Iris. It could be that Barry finally snaps when he sees Iris and goes back one more time to try to stop him. And, like, maybe it's even those time remnants you're talking about of Barry, stop Barry and trap him in the Speed Force.
Yeah, I saw someone online saying that they thought it was... it all had to do with the West... that it was, you know, Wally was going to betray them for some reason or another, Iris would fall, and the one that suffers would be Joe, because he lost both of his kids.
It's doable. It's such a cool line, because you can just, least like, interesting. Move the pieces around.
I feel like that's the least interesting version of things, though.
Yeah. I would agree. But you really can just, like, almost like placards. Like, you could put all the names on a table and take the, like... betray, fall, fate, and like as a little name card, and just drop it on wherever it dropped. And there's probably something in any of that you could turn on.
I would say I don't believe that Caitlin is going to be the one to betray, just because she seems obvious.
I would agree, and they've already played with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go back to that well, I think.
Well, this show looks to go back to wells.
I'm happy I could set you up there. Now, the one shall betray could easily be Sisko. They've been playing with the idea that he's not as much a team player as he used to be. That this rift between him and Barry may never really come back. And it would play into your theory that it was evil vibe, you know, facing good Sisko. Or, I'm sorry, evil vibe facing good Killer Frost.
Mm-hmm. This show's just too good.
It's really, the two strokes of genius are in those two lines, man. I'm the future Flash. I don't even know how to intonate that while I'm saying it. I don't properly know how to say that. There's just so much meat in there. And then the line about the destinies is like, that's perfect, man. I mean, we've got, what, like a month and some change to sit here and rack our brains about that?
It's going to be tough to do, too, because I've been thinking about it ever since I saw it. Like, I want to watch the episode again.
Yeah, I probably will. That actually will be one of those where when they're, I think it's supposed to come back right now, January 24th, and it's probably going to be like January 23rd. I'm sitting down and rewatching that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about an HR. Mm? I forgot about an HR line while he was drunk. Police! It's not the police. We're the police.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good.
That was fun.
Oh, and he got to throw in a run, Wallace. Run.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm always taken by those.
Oh, man.
You looking forward to having, like, two full-fledged heroing speedsters?
Man, I mean, can we get, like, a crisis on multiple Earths? Like... Can we just combine a bunch of Earths or, like, save some speedsters from... Because I want, like, full-fledged Jesse. I want full-fledged Barry. Full-fledged Wally. I'm greedy.
You want your Jay back.
I'm a greedy bastard.
You're going to pull in, like, Bart Allen from Smallville if they give you half a damn chance?
No, I don't want Bart Allen from Smallville. I want proper Impulse.
All right, fine.
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to be a dick about it, but...
I mean, damn, dude. Like, I want them all. Oh, not that guy.
Yeah, not that guy. I mean, if, you know, if they feel inclined to give me both, sure.
Gotcha.
We were actually, like, I was just having a conversation before the show started with Scott on Twitter from the Suicide Squad cast, and he was asking me which speedster I wanted to see next. Of course, my answer was Max Mercury.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was also his response.
You've been rooting for that for a while.
Yeah. Brent, though, on the DC TV squad cast, just posted a damn picture of, like, every speedster ever.
What? That's my answer.
But his real answer is Impulse.
All right.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to hold off for another 2 years on Impulse. I think we'll see Impulse at least next year.
At this rate,
because Impulse was a pretty popular speedster, all things considered. Especially, like, when you look at the age demographic for who watches the show. Like, these are the people that grew up on Impulse, being in Young Justice comics, being in all the, like, the Flash comics and stuff. Impulse was a big deal. So I think
it's a fine point.
The 90s kids, man, we want our Impulse.
I'm sure they wanted Wally too, but, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, and we've got a version of Wally.
Yeah, we have a version of Wally. It's so freaking great.
I want two versions of Wally, because, like I said, I'm a greedy bastard.
I know. I know.
I want, like, the super jokey redheaded Wally as well. Like, that's what I want. I want both of them. Like, I just love classic Wally.
I know. And I'm going to tell you for the 100th time, you have him. You go watch Young Justice.
Well, I'll go.
You will. I know. I have faith in you. I didn't have really much left to speculate on or comment on, I guess. But do you remember who said this line? Because I didn't write down who did, and I'm a little foggy. I'm guessing Caitlin, but I really can't remember. Every bad guy we've ever had has pretended to be our friend while being a bastard.
Yeah, I think that was Caitlin.
that would have been my guess, but I didn't notate it.
Yeah,
but that's great self awareness.
Oh man, I do. I believe Savitar is Barry. Either a time remnant version of Barry or Barry proper. Like, maybe Barry after, like, having dealt with the fact that, you know, it's time. It's time for Barry to be the bad guy. I mean, what we're doing is he's just facing his bad decisions over and over again. This entire season, really.
Ooh, all right. What if that's the thing Jay knows, and the reason he was saying to spend time with his loved ones is because he knows that with the introduction of Wally, the Philosopher's Stone, and some other ingredients, that future is still going to happen, but that Barry's going to lose. And won't be around for his loved ones anymore.
I think he'll be around, but I think he's going to have to, like, he'll have to defeat himself, and then he'll have to go back in time to make sure that he doesn't do what he does as Savitar. Like, he'll have to go back and change the past one more time.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's Savitar, that would be him changing the past. Like, it would make sense for him to come back and, I mean, that it would be a neat scene if we found out later that he killed Iris himself, like, his future self kills Iris personally to stop his past self from doing something. It'd be powerful.
Well, unless, you know, he's Barry, and Barry traps him in eternity in a future timeline that hasn't existed yet. Like, he traps him in eternity and then goes back and changes the timeline. Savitar would still be a time remnant. Again, trapped somewhere in the Speed Force.
Well, then you just have to work in how the hell what are the mechanics of the Philosopher's Stone, and how does it get him out of the Speed Force?
I don't know, but it'd be kind of neat if Barry and Sisko were the ones that created it.
See, that would be a neat thing to do, though. If he is truly trapped in the Speed Force and can only manifest himself when he has an acolyte that, you know, grabs the stone for him and opens the box and everything, well, then they just really fucked up throwing the stone back into the Speed Force. Now they've just... What if what they really did was, like, give him the key to his own cage?
It feels like a paradox. Like, they had to do that.
And then that would explain why Jay was so damn gung-ho about, like, we've got to do the Speed Force. And, like, no one questioned him. Everyone was like, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And it didn't sound like a great idea.
No.
But he seems so damn sure of himself.
Yeah. So a lot of people will follow someone who just sounds sure of themselves.
Yeah. This is the truth.
He looks like Henry, and he sounds sure of himself. Let's do it.
He looks so damn paternal. Let's do what he says.
Especially with that silly hat.
Yeah. Yeah, he,
No one but a dad would wear that hat.
Only a wise man would don that cap. No, if that's true, then, to what we're talking about with Jay, he knew about it, he knows he's unleashing Savitar, and then he's gotta have a reason, and then that gets us into maybe, like, what if Jay's Savitar? He is a very powerful speedster. He didn't. I mean, I don't know how long they go back, but he's the oldest speedster on the show right now.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He could betray them. That'd be two Jays in a row to betray them, though. I don't know if they'd do that.
Yeah. I mean, Jay's going to betray them. I think, like, he's already betrayed them. He's already kept something from them. I mean, the proof is there. The way he acts is good, but...
Unless we're just completely misreading how he was playing that scene, then yeah, we know he's doing. We know he's up to something.
That's what I'm saying. Like John Wesley Shipp could have been making thinking of any number of things, but he just seemed like he was holding back something.
Yeah,
the whole time about multiple things.
Like for the whole second half of the episode, at least, it seemed like he was privy to something. Yeah,
he does this like look that makes you think, like, huh?
What are you?
You could just be concerned.
What are you on about, old man?
I'll say this. Acting chops he didn't really have in the 90s.
You know,
I don't know where he got them.
You may be right. It may just be director chops, though.
Maybe.
Clearly, he can act.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know. Let us know what your theories are about Savitar, guys. I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we could probably go around the road a few more times, but that seems like a good number of laps. I mean, if we just sat all here right, with guys. The mics on for forever, we'd just come up with other crap, but, you know. Maybe somewhere in all that, we hit on some truth that we can claim later and be like, yeah, we said that. Right. Not, yeah, we said that. And we also said like 20 other things that were completely wrong, but we said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't care about being right. This is fun.
Yeah, I know. God, I love this show.
The Flash? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Not
The Flash.
Not DC on screen.
Yeah, no.
Because that would be conceited.
No, I just, yeah, we just chat about shit. These are shows.
Yeah. All right, guys. You can find every episode at dconscreen.com. You can find us on iTunes, Twitter, Stitcher, Google Play, Facebook. We're everywhere.
We're behind you right now.
You just looked, didn't you? We're gone because
don't
we're
do that.
That. Fast.
You're driving.
That's really messed up. You almost ran over that kid.
Eyes on the road, man.
All right. Proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com. Also the Batman Podcast Network. We're over there as well. We're going to be coming right back with our review of the mid-season finale of Arrow, so don't go anywhere. Just let it cycle on over to the next episode. And until then, keep some DC on your screen.